There is a book called Why China is Not Happy that used to be very popular a few years ago. Recently, ChinaNews.com looks at the matter in a different angle. In an article called Why Chinese People Can Be Happy So Easily, the writer lists some things that can cheer us up.
曾经有一本名为《中国为什么不高兴》的书畅销一时。最近中新网从另一个角度看待了这个问题，发表了一篇《中国人为什么这么容易高兴》的文章。
So what does the writer think that makes Chinese people happy?And do you agree with that?
I think I agree with most of it. The first one is, I think we find happiness in very small things. As the Chinese people have an idiom that's called 知足者常乐. So content is happiness.
Or the contented person is often happy.
Yeah, and it just seems like, you know, when there isn't really all that much you can do about your current situation, why not just find something that can cheer you up through very small things? And it could be the six-day APEC holiday that's given to us Beijingers all of a sudden, and maybe we don't have the best air or even good air quality, but at least you get a few extra days off. Why not just laugh?And have a good one over that.
Yeah. I'm not one of those people. I'm always, it's difficult for me to feel content. I mean, I'll always find something to complain about. But I think at the same time, you know, contentment is important. Maybe perhaps Chinese people are better at it than I am. But I think it's interesting is according to this article, old jokes told repeatedly. So apparently Chinese people just love...to see the same jokes on TV from the CCTV Spring Festival Gala. I don't know if that's true, but certainly that's what this article says.
Yeah. I'm not
that's
sure
strange, actually.
That is true. I'm sick and tired of hearing and seeing old jokes. I think a lot of us here, you know, people around me agree with me, but I think it points to a fact that we're not kind of that creative when it comes to jokes and
apparently comedians don't need to be.
Well, because they can pass
Yeah,
by.
Because people still buy tickets to their shows even if they're telling the same jokes.
Well, I think they're... No, I don't really think that's what you can get from this. Because when it
that's
comes...
That's what the article says.
Because when you're talking about the CCTV Spring Festival Gala, all kinds of people watch it in China. It's not just those who are internet savvy. And I, for one person, is not into looking up jokes online. So when I watch the Spring Festival Gala, I'm like, oh, okay, some of those are probably...you know, cracking me up a little bit. But later on, I find out, oh, actually, those who are into such stuff have listened, heard of it a long time ago.
Yeah, and that's not so much a question of old jokes necessarily. And so perhaps this is a bit of a misnomer. Rather, it's about taking something from the fringe and introducing it to the mainstream.
Mm. Yes, maybe. I want to ask you, John, do you guys have one of these books about jokes? That, you know, because I think, sure, in China...You see a lot of magazines and newspapers and even books, small booklets that just publish jokes. A lot of them, very old ones.
Sure. I mean, when I was a kid, I had a book of funny riddles. For example, I'll ask you one right now.
But riddles and jokes?
Riddles and jokes are very similar. I mean, if they're funny at least. Okay. So, for example, what did two retired sailors say to each other as they passed on the street?
Hello?
No idea.
Long time no see.
Okay.
Get
it?
That's a good one.
So yeah, I mean, like, yes, of course we have joke books and these types of things.
So it's similar. I think it's very hard to say that only Chinese people enjoy jokes or enjoy old jokes. You know, I don't see how that makes sense.
It just depends on how you're defining old jokes here,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the next one that makes people...either disagree very strongly. Other people's bad luck or miserable life somehow make us feel happy. I mean, there are certainly that kind of people out there.
Well, I think one of the points that I want to make here is that, you know, Chinese media and Chinese people in general are very good at saying, oh, Chinese people are this way.When in fact, what we're looking at half the time are universalities, right? So this idea of, you know, feeling good because of someone else's bad luck...The Germans have known about this for a long time, and they even have a word for it, Schadenfreude, right? The idea that someone else's misery makes you happy. And so you're having a bad day, you see someone, you know, trip over and fall, and for whatever reason, that makes you feel good. That, I mean, again, the Germans have known about this for hundreds of years.
But I wouldn't necessarily go as far as saying making you happy, but it's sort of like a relief that, oh, you're not the worst one, or you're not...
Yeah, no, it's the same idea.
Yeah, yeah. But I think this is not uncommon. Mm. Just like the, you know, why people believed in that ranking of, you know,Chinese cities not being on the worst air pollution list. Part of it is because you think, oh, there are actually some unfortunate guys out there in even worse situations as you are.
Yeah, that's true. I think that this one is universal. But I guess it's the next one, some may say it's pretty Chinese. And so people...like to compare themselves with others, compare their kids with others, and if they see that they're better off than others in some aspects, then they're happy.
No. This is not only unique to China. Have you ever heard of the soccer mom?
Yes.
The soccer dad? That's exactly what this is about. You know, my Timmy scored a goal, whereas your Johnny couldn't even hit the net.
But
right?
Would they actually say that?
They wouldn't say that. They wouldn't necessarily say that, but they would definitely feel as such. I mean, it's called keeping up with the Joneses.
Yes, but I feel Chinese people have more of such urge of comparing their kids to one another
house. No matter who you are, no matter what culture you're from or what country you're from, you're always more special than other people. All right?
Actually, I think for some Chinese people, including parents here,it's the way or it's the drive that keeps you going. And that's what's maybe why they're pushing their kids so hard as
But also, I think, I mean, this can be interpreted in a few different ways, I think, as well. I mean, you know, the problem is when we look at Chinese education and the idea of score, is that scoring is automatically going to rank people. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I mean, I can feel good about my child getting a good score,because they got a good score, not necessarily because their score is better than others. So there is that small difference. And so when they say that people are happy because of small things like getting a better score than someone else, well, is it about comparison or is it about just feeling pride? Right. So
I think a lot of it, at least from my personal experiences of looking at either myself or other moms, a lot of it is you just have to compare it with others. And usually what moms do is that they compare I try not to do that. I try not to be influenced by the mentality. They compare their kids' maybe shortcoming with other people's strengths. And then they feel bad about themselves and feel unhappy.
I would say at least in terms of verbal expression, that does seem to be quite prevalent in Chinese culture. You know, hearing on the bus or on the subway, you know, a parent or a grandparent talking to a child saying, but your classmate, he can do this, this, and this. Why can't you do that? It's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah. And now also let's look at what makes Americans happy. Apparently there's this 2006 survey, and I find some of
it. Cheeseburgers and french fries?
No, that's not what it says. But,
work and money? Not so much.
No. It does paint Americans in a very good light, because they're saying that their major sources of happiness are their love lives and their immediate families.
Yeah, and so by immediate family we mean like... If you're old enough, your wife or husband and your kids, or perhaps, you know, your son or daughter, I guess.
Mm. What about your mom and dad?
Yeah, I don't know.
That should be immediate family
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And interestingly, what makes Americans most unhappy is their dissatisfaction with the government.
The government. Yeah. And that's not surprising at all. I think you would find similar results in the UK as well.
Yeah, and for Chinese people, I don't think we tend to blame the government as much. More of it, it's like, well, there's nothing you can do about it, so just try to suck it up.
I would say that there is deep-rooted skepticism and cynicism in both American and Chinese cultures when it comes to the government. I think they're just expressed and thought about in different ways.
Yeah. And also I think for Chinese people, there is a lot of complaint going on towards the government, criticism, but that's not necessarily the thing that will make them unhappy. For example, taxi drivers, you know, they talk about government issues all the time, saying, oh, this is not good, that is not good. But that doesn't necessarily make them unhappy or less happy. I think it's just a way to express or to vent.
Yeah, well, you know, some people are just complainers like me, right?
Yes.
So complaining makes us feel good.